This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Yins guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is April 9th, and Paul Skeens is human, I guess. At least the Cardinals think so. Rubber match today? Let's talk about it. Afternoon baseball on a Wednesday. If you get an opportunity to listen to this before the game, then we're going to talk about today's game and a little bit of last night's game as well. If you talk about it afterwards, then I don't know. I might sound either good or bad depending on what happens here. So I guess we'll wait and see. Paul Skeens, rough outing last night. It looked like human. I mean, listen, Skeens doesn't blame the weather. Shelton doesn't blame the weather. Maybe I can. I mean, some nights you just don't have it. This is only his, 26th start or something like that. So I guess it's fair to say this could just be a night he didn't have it. But also the cold could be playing a factor in that as well. Whatever it was, Paul Skeens had a rough outing. The most runs he's ever given up in a start, 5 runs. He went 6 innings, gave up 6 hits, 5 runs. He only walked 1, and he still struck out 7. He's now 1-1 on the season. This is the second game that he has pitched that the Pirates have lost. So the Pirates are 1-2 in his starts. And I think that's probably what would upset Skeens more than anything, is the fact that he's out there to get team wins, and right now he's a little behind on that. I think we all will collectively say we're not worried about Paul Skeens and what we think projecting forward. That's not an issue, right? He's going to be fine. Basically, I mean, the Cardinals put some good swings on the ball. I don't know if there was anything in particular. I mean, there was a few pitches that were left up that they were able to get good swings on, but a lot of hard contact even. Looking at StatCast and taking a look at it, like, there are several hard hit balls, specifically by Brendan Donovan and Victor Scott, 3 each. And, you know, they put some good swings on it. You don't see that many flames beside Paul Skeens' name on Baseball Savant box score. And you do today. Interesting to say Chase Sugart came in 2 innings and did fantastic. Tim Mazza struck out 2 in his inning. So the bullpen still those 2 guys used today. So, I mean, Skeens still goes through 6 innings. He still does the job as far as that goes. But, you know, obviously less than ideal. The last 2 runs given up in the 6th inning were kind of the 2 that put everything away. It was a 3-1 game at that point. That moves it to 5-1. Pirates get 2 runs in the 9th, but that's all they were able to do. Interesting that McCutchen pinch hits for Cruz in that scenario. Only because, like, it's easy to say, like, oh, tough lefty. You're trying to get Cutch into the game. Cutch has been good, too. Cutch has been, you know, kind of clutch in those situations. You could see that happening. But if you look at it, I think they said he was 3-for-6 off of that reliever. Name escaping me here. Romero. He was 3-for-6 off Romero with a homer, which does kind of make you feel like, hey, maybe just give him a shot here because he could tie the game or he could get them within 1. Either way, they went with Cutch. It was fine. He got a run in, but that was it. I don't know. I guess I'm just not too concerned about it. You're trying to do something there at the end of the game, and Cruz was hitting the finger earlier in the game, and so maybe there's something to that as well. I'm not sure. He was hit by Mats in that game, and so maybe the finger's bothering him. I hope that's not the case. I'm sure we'll find out more tomorrow. They didn't say anything after the game about it. They didn't mention anything. I mean, it's cold out today. If it was a finger thing, could be fine tomorrow, but that still could be something that was weighing into the decision that Shelton made at the end of that game. So, fair enough. The big thing here is, I guess before I turn the page, Reynolds home run, 2 for 4. Jack and Canario both hit balls that probably should have gone on a normal day. I would imagine that the weather had something to do with those. My memories. Reynolds hit another one off the wall that I think if the cold was keeping things in, probably kept that ball in as well. So they hit the ball a little bit better. But when you're going up against Sonny Gray, it's always going to be tough. And that's exactly what happened. Gray only gets through 5 innings, though. Only threw 71 pitches. Maybe the cold, maybe the lead, maybe a combination of the both of them. Pirates 1 for 6, runners in scoring position. Moving on, the important thing right now is we are 1-1 in the series. We're going into the rubber match. It's an afternoon game on a Wednesday afternoon. Thankfully, working from home tomorrow, so I'll be able to have it on the TV while I'm working. And big game for Mitch Keller coming off of a poor start for him. And so you'd like to see a bounce back start here. And also you'd like to get that first series from a division opponent. Mitch Keller's got the task in front of him. Last year against the Cardinals, he started 3 games, 18 innings. He had a 5 ERA. He was 0-2. The Pirates did win the third game he faced them. They did win a 2-1 game. A well-pitched game where he went 7 innings, 6 hits, but just the 1 earned run. It was a solo shot. Struck out 3, 28 batters faced, and got them in position. This was July 22nd of last year. Got them in position for the win. His first 2 starts against the Cardinals last year, not good. However, in 2023, in his 2 starts, gave up essentially average of 6 runs a game with 2 runs, or 6 innings a game, 2 runs off of him. Putting too many guys on base, but he is, you know, striking some of them out. In 2022, it was even better, 3.38 ERA in 21 1/3 innings. So, I mean, Mitch, not terrible against the Cardinals. Obviously, a little bit of a different lineup. Hard to tell how many of these guys are going to be back in. You might see, I mean, Arenado didn't play the first game, so I imagine he's okay to play the third game here. But we need a big game from Mitch Keller, and that's something that has kind of escaped him over the years, those big games coming through. And so I think this is a big step for Mitch. For one, a bounce back start after his last one. And for two, just trying to get a big momentum shift for this team to win their first series of the year, to do it against a division opponent. You got a day off on Thursday going into the weekend. So it would be, it would count for a lot of mojo, I guess you could say, going into the weekend. Need a big game from Mitch Keller here. Bullpen's fresh. I would hope if it's a tight game and he is struggling that they move to that bullpen with a day off. I know the bullpen's been used a lot, but they've really had generally 2 days off here thanks to what Majinski and Harrington did on Monday. And then really Mitch going 6 and getting only 2 relievers, Sugart and Meza, which means you still have Wentz and Ferguson and Santana and even Holderman and Lawrence all available. I would imagine Derek Shelton should be. I'm saying, I would imagine. We know he's going to use him wrong anyway. But he has the full bullpen essentially available for him. I mean, even Mesa, who really only threw one inning here, would be fine to bounce back and throw again. Sugar, on the other hand, 36 pitches, maybe gets the day off a couple days here. When they get to Cincinnati, they have the ability to make some more moves. It's been 15 days. The pitchers that were sent down are available to be recalled. I don't really know if there's a guy to recall, to be honest with you. Kyle Nicklaus has some work to do. So it's really hard to tell. I wanted to take a minute in this episode to talk a little bit about some of the pitching coming into the weekend that's down in AAA right now, mostly because Bubba Chandler went four innings today for Indianapolis. Four innings, one hit. He did walk two, which has been kind of the thing for him right now, but he struck out eight. So super good outing here for Bubba Chandler. Hasn't given up a run yet, and I think just two starts, but has looked good. There's still some work there that we're looking to see with the walks, but otherwise, super good outing for Bubba Chandler. With that said, Kyle Nicklaus also throws a scoreless inning with a strikeout in this game. He's one of the ones that a lot of us are pining for, and just to look at he's pitched only four games so far this year, and when you look at those four games, what you have is a game where he went out there and threw one inning in March, gave up, had two strikeouts, but walked a guy, gave up three hits and three runs. Not necessarily what you were looking for. And then April 1st, he goes out, throws a clean inning with three strikeouts. Not so much. A walk and a hit, three strikeouts, no runs, but still just putting a lot of guys on base, right? Still three base runners at this point. And then he goes out 3 days later and he throws one and two thirds. It was a save opportunity. He gives up four hits, walks a guy, gives up three more runs, two strikeouts. So again, a little bit of a mixed bag. Tonight goes out there, throws an inning against Louisville, does strike out a guy. But right now, hitters are hitting 364 off of him. His whip right now is 1.91. It's not like alarming that he's, I mean, it's four outings, right? That's going to go down over time. It's gone down every time he's gone out there. The average has gone down. The whip has gone down. It's going to continue to go down, but it's just the point to say that he does have some struggles in AAA. It's not necessarily a great move to just go down there and get him and bring him up. That's not in the cards yet. I would much rather get him going and then be able to bring him up. The other guy that we're concerned about is David Bednar. He had his second outing here and he went one inning, no base runners, two strikeouts. So far he's pitched twice. He pitched on Sunday and then again on Tuesday, and Bednar's gone two clean innings with three strikeouts. And part of that is I don't want to put a word on it. If Bednar is throwing clean innings down there, you're going to have to watch his outings, right? Because he could just, I mean, that fastball is still very good. I know that you're going to roll your eyes at this point, but the fastball is still very good. And if he's throwing that fastball in AAA, he's more than likely blowing it by guys. How's the curveball? How's the accuracy? Is he getting that fastball up enough in the zone? Those are the kind of things that they're watching for, and those are the kind of things they're going to try to fix. I would hope that they're a little bit patient with Bednar here. I would hope that they let this ride for at least a couple of weeks and see if there actually is, because there's no way that he went down there through two innings and he's fixed. That's not going to be the case. I would like to see them ride this out a little bit more with Bednar, but it just wanted to take a moment. I mean, that's great. Strzelecki, by the way, gave up four runs and blew the game and they ended up losing. But before that, everybody else clean. Drake Fellows struck out two in his inning as well. there's nobody hitting right now in Indy. It's very early. Bubba Chandler threw really well. Very good outing for him. And I just wanted to bring that up. The Pirates now 4-8. The Reds, I believe, won their game tonight. I'm going to double check that while I'm here. Last night, rather. 1-0. They are now 5-7, clearly ahead of us. So the Pirates still need to pick up the slack. A great way to do that is you have a rubber game today, noon, 12:30, I think, day off, and then you go to Cincinnati for 3 games. So series win today. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
That doesn't mean what he thinks it means.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.